Adolf Hitler. Your amazement was great the next day. Some of Hitler's quotes are revealing and not without a subtle humour, as is the case with the one below. There is a fundamental difference between the white man, Homo sapiens, and the Jew, Homo Judaicus. The white man, poor fellow, is at an evolutionary disadvantage on account of a trait that gets him into all sorts of trouble, to wit, his conscience. The Jew, with few exemptions, is not troubled by such a nicety. Indeed, he has a vast array of trickster's manuals available to him, and how to deceive gullible goyim, practical guides. All, I might add, cunningly disguised as the holy books of the only true religion. The Jew is a born liar. The white man, if caught out in a lie, feels shame. He will be hesitant to try the lie again. Not so the Jew. A case in point and revealing example is the first trial of Ernst Zundel in Canada, 1985. Raoul Hilberg was brought in as the foremost expert witness for the prosecution against Ernst Zundel. The accolades that accompanied Hilberg were universal. The world's foremost Holocaust expert, widely feted and admired in the Jewish community, recipient of every conceivable award known to man. Unfortunately, Ernst Zundel's barristers, Douglas Christie, reduced Hilberg to week-old chopped mincemeat, forcing Hilberg to admit that he was, quote, at a loss, unquote, to produce any evidence that even one single Jew had been, quote, gassed, unquote, anywhere. Hilberg was so rattled that he didn't even dare turn up for the second Zundel trial in 1988. Now, if that had been the white man so trounced and humiliated, say Ernst Zundel, the Talmudic gutter press would have played it 24/7, in glorious technicolor, wall-to-wall, coast-to-coast, Earth-to-Mars, for weeks. But as it was a Jewish defeat, the Holocaust shown up for the ridiculous scam it was and is, the matter was quietly dropped and left to decay naturally. But did this tremendous defeat for the 6 million Jews even for 1 second arrest the wailing and the kvetching, the demands for ever greater Holocaust reparations, the demands for ever stronger laws against Holocaust denial and anti-Semitism? No, of course not. And this is where we may turn to the tremendous insight, picturesque description of the Jew by Adolf Hitler himself. Whenever you tried to attack one of these apostles, your hand closed on a jelly-like slime, which divided up and poured through your fingers, but in the next moment collected again. But if you really struck one of these fellows so telling a blow that, observed by the audience, he couldn't help but agree, and if you believed that this had taken you at least one step forward, your amazement was great the next day. The Jew had not the slightest recollection of the day before. He rattled off the same old nonsense as though nothing at all had happened. And if indignantly challenged, affected amazement. He couldn't remember a thing except that he had proved the correctness of his assertions the previous day. Sometimes I stood there thunderstruck. I submit without hate, just with some coldness, that the 6 million Jews myth would have long since collapsed into a derisible mockery of an attempted fraud if the Jew had possessed a fraction of the integrity of the white man.